This could be the year health professionals in Florida who happen not to be doctors will be allowed to prescribe controlled substances. Rick Stone reports that some lawmakers see this as a way to deal with doctor shortages and the flood of patients with the new Obamacare health policies.
It's not just a Florida problem. John McGinnity, president of the American Academy of Physician Assistants, says a good way to describe the American doctor supply is with the old phrase, few and far between.
We've known for a long time that we have shortages of physicians and we have a maldistribution of providers out there.
Physician assistants and nurse practitioners lack diplomas and medical licenses, but they have advanced medical training and they're allowed to diagnose, treat, and prescribe within limits and under the supervision of regular physicians. But they frequently encounter their legal limitations. Corinne Mixon is a lobbyist for the Florida Academy of Physician Assistants.
Let's say you're in a rural area, there's a patient that needs a medication, and there is no doctor nearby to be able to prescribe that.
And that's happening increasingly as the formerly uninsured find their way to health care policies under Obamacare. Mixon is lobbying for passage of a bill to allow physician assistants and nurse practitioners virtually the same prescribing authority as regular doctors. The bill breaks no new ground. As a matter of fact, 48 other states already allow controlled substance prescribing authority for PAs.
There's only one other state, it's Kentucky.
The physician assistants and nurse practitioners are also hoping for eventual authority to bill Medicaid as official providers. If the legislature expands Medicaid this year, a million new patients may have fewer problems finding someone to care for them. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.